With me today is Fiona Yore from the Housing for the Aged Action Group. Hi, good day, Fiona.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We are going to talk about housing for older members of our community, 50 and above.
Yes.
So your services help them find suitable housing?
Yes. So our service is for people who are aged 50 years and older, and therefore people who are on a low income, who maybe are having difficulty paying the rent in their house, or perhaps are finding the houses that they're living in unsuitable as they get older. So we help those people find long-term and affordable housing.
These are people who are nearly into their retirement age, or people who are in their retirement age, correct?
That's right, yeah.
What are the most common problems you find that they face?
Oftentimes, especially women, may not have had a lot of savings and they might have been paid lower wages throughout their life, or they might not have worked very much at all if they've been looking after their children. And so as they get to be a little bit older, and they may never have managed to buy a house, and they may be living in rental houses. And everyone would have heard on the news about how expensive it is to rent a house and how the rents are getting higher and higher and higher. So what we're seeing is that people are no longer able to afford to pay the rent. The landlord might give them a rent increase, or they might decide that they want to evict that person to redevelop or make renovations on the house, which means that an older person who may have lived in these houses for a long, long time finds it really difficult to find somewhere to live.
You mentioned women. So majority of your clients are women?
We have about 60%, so not quite a little bit in the majority, but we get men and women. Women we find just really don't have that, especially if perhaps they're widows, if their husbands have died and left them alone. They may also be in a bit of financial strife as they get older.
Single parents.
Single parents. Particularly older people now may not be on the pension, they may be on Newstart, which is even less money than the pension. But even people on the pension find it really difficult to pay the rent.
So are these government housing?
That we find people? Yep, they can be government housing. Most of the time we house people in public housing or social housing, but there's also other alternatives like independent living units. And there's a range of different retirement type housing as well, which we can advise people on.
How about for people who are unable to live in a normal home because of their physical disability or an illness?
Those options we can provide information on, but people generally have to be able to live independently for our service to really be effective. There are a number of different options that we can link people in with, services like help around the house or help with personal care or other support systems that they might need, modifications on the house. For example, if someone's come out of hospital and they can no longer get into the bathroom, we can help people advocate to get their houses modified in order to be able to continue living there.
In the Filipino community, a lot of the problems arise from living with your in-laws or living with your children, and the home has become too small for everyone.
Yes.
Are you able to help them and help them mediate through these circumstances?
We would not be able to help them mediate with their family, but we could put them in touch with other people that can do that. We know that lots of people from Filipino communities and other multicultural communities like living with their family, and having that family relationship is more important than anything. And so we understand that and we respect that. If that's broken down to the point where it's no longer okay for an older person to live with their children, we can talk about options, but we understand that maintaining family relationships is really important.
What if they don't have any access to money?
Actually, that's an advantage in our situation for housing, because public housing and social housing, you need to have no money in the bank, basically, or not very much money in the bank. So people that have no income are likely to be prioritised and get a house quicker than people that do have savings.
And the rent?
The rent is 25% of your income, whatever that income is. So if you're on the pension, it's 25% of that, and it stays like that until for the rest of your life.
What about if you don't have any income?
You need to have a government pension or some sort of payment.
And you don't have to pay, like in most rental properties, you'd have to have a bond, you have to have this sort of amount in your bank to be able to.
So we can get, we can help people get bond assistance, but also it depends on the type of housing whether or not there will be a bond for that type. And yeah, we can assist people with getting assistance with that amount too.
Is this a nationwide service?
No, we are the only service in Australia that is like this. There's two specialist housing services for older people, and they're both in Victoria. Ours is the only one that has a sort of a one-stop shop for older people who are experiencing any type of housing problem. So say, for instance, you have a problem with your landlord, or you want to have advice about retirement, or you're having, or you'd like to find an alternative place to live, then you should call us and we can help.
And say I'm just planning my retirement. Yep. Can you help me out as well?
Yes, we certainly can. We have a retirement housing worker, and we also have a tenancy advice worker who can help people with their tenancies.
So it's not just for people with immediate problems.
That's right. In fact, we prefer it if people are doing some forward thinking and thinking about what it is like for them as they age, because forward planning helps people avoid that crisis point.
And it puts you in the queue.
That's right. And the other thing that we're often seeing is people might not consider themselves at risk of homelessness, but they may be looking after someone else's house temporarily, or they might be couch surfing, or they might be going around from family member to family member and living with those people temporarily. And that to us is at risk of homelessness, because anything could happen to that person.
And I think it's a big problem among the older members of our community, in the multicultural community as well.
For sure.
Because of the secrecy and the shame that's incorporated with it. So if they do access your service, or they do ask someone to ring you, is it going to remain private?
Oh, absolutely. We have very, very strict confidentiality around all of the discussions that we have, and we won't do anything that the person doesn't want to do. So we listen to what the older person has to say and what they want to do, and then we take it from there. We don't tell people what they need to do, and we listen to what they need.
And if they have friends who are in trouble but outside Victoria, are you able to assist as well?
Unfortunately, there's no other services in other states, but we can link them in with the services that we do know. And we've actually just recently started a project to try and expand the service nationally, because we think it's a really important thing for older people, especially as the population ages, that they can go to a place, they can feel welcome, they can tell their story. We have no time limits, and we're happy to listen and take it at people's own pace and help them as much as we can.
Do you have a number that they can ring, Fiona?
Yes, they can call 1300 765 178, and if they need an interpreter, we are happy to get and arrange an interpreter as well.
Thanks very much, Fiona York from the Housing for the Aged Action Group.
Thanks, Meridel.